Okay, Yom Aleph, Sunday morning, Parashas, Lech Lecha, Hafshin, Pei Beis. We are beginning a new discussion now in honor of the new Tkufa. We're starting the winter months. And I wanted to discuss something. This is for a while already. I've been meaning to get to this, the topic of Yichud. Because we may not realize it, but it's something which we encounter many different areas of life. You know, young children, people encounter it. People have children, their children will bring over friends to the house. People encounter it in a work environment, you know, in an adult stage in life. Older people, a lot have help at home. People have cleaning help at home or housekeepers. It's something which everyone will encounter, you know, depending on the situation. But at some point in life, you'll encounter people. A woman is at home and somebody comes to fix something in the house. They come from Con Edison or something. You have to let them in, right? If something has to be fixed, they have to be let in. But she's at home alone. There are so many different scenarios and situations which Yichud comes to play a role. I thought it was kedai to spend just a few weeks to discuss some of the key points of Yichud to have a better understanding, to know what can be a problem and how to avoid it. So the truth is, if you look back, not in the booklet first, but if you look back one siman before the siman Chav Beis, which is an Ebn Ezer about Yichud, but you have the siman Chav Aleph, the Mechaber, which is titled Lehisrachik Min HaRayis, and the Mechaber writes, Tzorech Odom Lehisrachik Mehanoshim Ma'oid Ma'oid. A person should distance himself from Noshim Ma'oid Ma'oid, which is an unusual expression in Shulchan Aruch. He doesn't write so many things you should do Ma'oid Ma'oid. It's a superlative. Very, very much. So, obviously, this is something which needs focus. It's an important thing. We should realize, and of course, the Beis Shmuel explains on the side the reason why the Mechaber said Ma'id Mi'id. I'll just read these two lines. If Yishanafshe Shal Adam Mechamdasan Lachein Mechamdasan, since a person has a great desire, the Yitzhar is very strong in this area. Lachein Kasav Ma'id Mi'id. And actually, he writes, the Beis Shmuel writes that there is another place that it says in Shulchan Aruch Ma'id Mi'id. He points out, I'm not in the Shulchan Aruch, I can't tell you how many places it says it. But he says, if you look, the chen kasev biyardei gabe ribis, and also by shaychat. He says these two things, ribis and shaychat, also you have an expression of ma'oid ma'oid. So that's why, again, the same reason that when it comes to ribis, mamanis, a person is easily could fall into a, you know, to the yitzhar can convince him to do things he should not do. So too over here, since the iser yichud could bring a person to the iser, a person has to be very careful. Oh, with that in mind, let's begin to see. What is the Makar of Yichud? If you ask somebody, where does it say that Yichud is awesome? You open up the Torah, we just finished Zayis HaBrach, we're going from Bereishis till the end. Which parasha do you find in Isser of Yichud? Anyone know where does it say Isser of Yichud anywhere in the Torah?
Soita.
Doesn't, huh?
Soita.
So Soita, if there's Yichud and the Stira, so then there's a parasha of Soita. But Yichud alone, you want to say, it would be inferred from the fact, you see, that it's an issue. But there's no clear makar in the parasha of Soita that there's an Isra of Yichud. We'll see in the Gemara, it's very surprising with what the makar is. So look in the Gemara in Kedushin, where that is the sugya of Yichud, mostly is right here in the end of the Masechta Kedushin, not Pehamid Beis. We're going to skip the Mishnah, because the Mishnah actually gets into the different halachas of Yichud, which we don't want to get to yet, because this is more of like a little bit of a hakdama to understand what the Isra of Yichud is about. But you look in the Gemara here, it says, Minanimid. Who says that Yichud is Asr? Where do you find anywhere in the Torah? The Gemara brings a very unlikely pasuk. Amr Rav Yechonam Mishumer Bishmoel, Remez liYichud min haTorah. I have a remez somewhere. There is a pasuk that's merumez the inyan of Yichud. Minayin. I'm sorry. I went back one. Shenem Remez liYichud min haTorah Minayin Shenemar Ki Yisischa Achicha Beni Mecha. What's that pasuk talking about? Ki Yisischa Achicha Beni Mecha. May say somebody may die. Right? Says if he's going to come to me, convince you to do avodah zara, don't listen to him. So what is it? Ki yisischa achicha ben imecha. So the Gemara says, what do you mean? If he's your brother, what does that mean? He's ben imecha. V'chi ben em ein meisis ben av ein meisis. Only if he's a son min ha'em, then he's meisis. What about a son who's min ha'av? El aloy malacha. Interesting. Makar. Ben misyached imoy. That a son, it says ben imoy. What does it mean? A ben is with his... The son of a mother, it means that the son is permitted to be together with his mother. He can be misyached with her. All other arayis, and of course we know that one of the arayis we find in the Parashat Achrimos is a mother. She's one of them. she is permitted to have yichud with. All other arayas, there's an iser. So this is, it sounds almost like a stretch, right? It doesn't say very beforeish in the Torah. The Gemara clearly says, remez liyichud min ha-Torah. It's very much a remez, right? It doesn't say beforeish anywhere. So it, in the parsha of Mesis and Mediach, it says, ki yisischa ben imecha. So you see from there, number one, that a son could be miyached. It would be appropriate for him to be in a secluded place with his mother. And you learn that from there. And the other arayas is awesome. So it seems like a few steps away, but this is remez. So then the question becomes, one second. So is that really min ha-Torah? It seems like a remez on a remez almost. And that's not, is it midaraisa or midarabanan? We'll see that there are kama v'kama nachkaminas if it's midaraisa or midarabanan. Obviously, we all know that the isuri deraisa take on a whole new level of chumrah over an isuri derabanan. Obviously, a person has to be careful with isuri derabanan, but built into the way that chacham or masak and different takanas, they allow certain leniencies. So is it deraisa or is it derabanan? So the Gemara says it's a remez min ha-Torah. So what's a remez min ha-Torah? Anyone knows what? Does a remez min ha-Torah mean it's min ha-Torah or it means that it's not min ha-Torah, but we just found the remez in the Torah. So it's not clear. So let's see for a moment the Gemara in Avodah Zarah. And the Gemara expresses it a little differently over there. It's not going to entirely resolve the question, but it'll take us to the next step. The Gemara says like this. The Gemara is trying to figure out in Avodah Zarah, how do we know that it's not permitted for someone even to have a relationship with a goy, a goya, a goy, avodas kechavim, right? So that's not beforeish anywhere in the Torah either. Here we're talking about yichud. What about even mamash, a real iser of erva with a goy? So it's not beforeish anywhere in the psukim. So the Gemara is trying to figure it out. And the Gemara says, we know that if someone is boil aramis, kano and pagan boy, you know from Pinchas, right? What happened? Pinchas went ahead and he killed Zimri. Why? Kano and pagan, he was chayek misa. Kano and pagan boy. So the Gemara says, no, that's not so simple. Only if he does it b'farhatsir, right? And there actually is a famous piece from the Brisker Rav on Chumash over there that he says, "B'kana es kenasi b'seicham b'seich b'nei Yisrael." The only reason why he was only able to kill Zimri is only because it was b'teich b'nei Yisrael. Since he did it, he's medayikin in the pasuk over there. Since it was in front of everybody, so he was able to go ahead and kill him. Kana b'pagimay. But b'tzina the Gemara says there's no chiyuv misa. So how do you know that it's not permitted? So the Gemara says like this. Here's where we come in.
No, is it all or no chiyuv misa?
What was that?
No Isra at all?
There's no Chiyuv Misa for sure. I mean, we don't have a Makar of the Isra. Right? What's the Isra? We don't even have a Makar for the Isra.
Isra at all.
Correct. If it's Chayv Misa, then it's obviously that it's us.
Right.
So, but if we don't have a Chiyuv, if that whole story and that whole concept of Kanon Pagamai, we marginalize it by saying that it's only talking about the Farhasiyah, so we have no Makar at all, even for an Isra, like you pointed out. Correct. So, the Gemara. The Chiyuv Asr Ravdim Yomar, Bez Neshachash Mainoi Gazra. So, in truth, this is not an Issa Midaraisa. For someone to have a relation with a Goya is not an Issa Midaraisa. Bezen shel chashmainoi gozru. Yisrael haba al ovedes kechavim. Chayiv mishum nashga. And then, ki osir Rabban Omar mishum nashgaz. What does that mean, nashga, nashgaz? It's an acronym for four different things the Chazal were worried about. Rashi says, there's the Issa Nida, and there's the Issa of Shivcha, all these things are not really osir, because a goy is not a nida. Nida is an isser which only applies to a yid. There's no, a goy is not a nida. Even at the time period which he would be considered like a nida, but the tum of nida, it was not said by a goy. So what does that mean, nida? So that Rashi explains that these are all gzeres, that a person should not come to the isurei of nida, of shivcha, different isurim. So it's all midirabon. Not the Gemara. Ki gozu beiz nechash shochash veinoi bia. They only ask, oh, so we have the source, that for actual relations with the goy is awesome. But that's only bia. Abo yichud loy. But yichud was not said, there's no iser of yichud, at least not from the bezin shochash meinoi, with the goy. Va'osu inu, gozer afilu yichud. Inu, as we'll see in a moment, is referring to Shammai and Hillel. They said even to be miyachud with the goy, which is very important. Because when we talk about yichud, is the iser of yichud limited only to a yid, or is it to a goy as well? Now, just to clarify for a moment, when the Gemara is here is talking about a goy, we're talking about that the woman is a goy. When the man is a goy, there's no difference in this yichud between a yid or someone who's not Jewish. There's no difference. In terms of the issa yichud to miachin with a woman, there it depends who the woman is. And the Gemara is saying that Shammai and Hillel were mesakin that even if the woman is a goya, which is not included in the Issa Yichud, they have Masach, and you have to stay away from that also. So, Midirabana, Shamayin Hill. The Omer of Yehuda, but Oysa Shah, I'm sorry, I skipped the line. Alba Yichud, but us inu gozafi Yichud. For the Gemara Yichud, Nami Beis Dina Shal David Gozra. So here the Gemara is already showing who is Masach and Yichud? Beis Dina Shal David. Where do we find that? The Beis Dina Shal David was Masach and Yichud. The Omer of Yehuda, but Oysa Shah, Gozru al Yichud. He's referring to a Gemara in Sanhedrin, which talks about the Maisa of Amnon and Tamar, where Amnon was Miyachid with Tamar, and then he was Ma'anasar. And the Gemara says, at that time, Bez David saw that if a person is going to be Miyachid, we're going to have Yichud, it's going to come to bigger problems. And that's why David and his Bezdin were Masakin and Isra of Yichud. So again, this clearly indicates that we're talking about a later period in time, not Minatayro, David HaMelech. The Gemara, Amri Hasim Yichud of Asisra. So the Gemara's kasha was, how can you tell me that Shammai and Hillel are Misak and Yichud? David was much earlier, obviously everyone knows that, but David was much earlier than Shammai and Hillel. Zog the Gemara, yeah, David was Misak and only on Bas Yisro. Avu Yichud Ayvedes Kechav Noi. Tamar was she was a Jewish woman, a Jewish girl. So on that, David was Misak and Isser Yichud. But the Miyachin with the Goya was not included in David's Takana. It came to a point that Shammai and Hillel felt, even on a Goya, we have to be Misak and Isser Yichud. V'asinu goes after Yichud Avis Chama. For the Gemara, Yichud Avas Yisrael. David HaMelech said Yichud Avas Yisrael is a problem. Deiraisa he. The Gemara says a different expression here. Deiraisa. Shenemar, ki esizcha achicha ben imecha, v'chi ben e meses ben ave ne meses, the drasha that we saw in Kiddushin. Ela ben mesiachet em imoy, v'ein acher mesiachet im kol arayi shavateira. But the Gemara, so one second. So again, the Gemara's question was, what do you mean David HaMelech comes up and he's, there's a story with Amnon and Tamar. We have a Makar in the Torah already. And this Gemara calls it Da'iraisa. So the Gemara, Da'iraisa the Eishes Ish. Da'iraisa is only if the woman is married. Or like other Arais, right? Relatives which are Arais. V'asa David, v'gazer afil ayichad apneir. David was Gazer even if the woman is not married. There's also Yisr Yichad. So here the Gemara is saying clearly that a Pnuya, a woman who's not married, is only midrabanan. Now, just obviously to clarify, today, kamat any, you're talking about a pnuya from the age of 12 and older, you have to assume that she's an eden. So that is not just an issur midrabanan. That would go back into the issur d'oraisa, or at least it would be as chomer as the other arayis that we have, because an eden is one of, it's actually not one of the arayis in parashas Achareimos, but it's not one of the creases, but of the other ones, but it is an issur midrabanan, and that's why it shouldn't be confused. In the Zman of the Gemara, they ate Truman Batara, so even single people went to the mikvah and they were Tahira. But today, of course, any girl from the age of 12 and up would have to be considered Anita. But of course, Penuya, you have a girl who's younger than 12. Also, David was Masakin, there's an Isser of Yichud, a girl, even a young girl. Sometimes young children come to us, big deal, just a kid. But if the girl is of a certain age, even though she's not too old, she's 6, she's 7, she's 8, even younger, probably over 3 years old, there should be an Isser of Yichud. The person has to be careful. So that's what David, and that's all from the Xer of David. But also Tamidi v'shamayu be'silo goza afil Yichud aves kechavim. So that's the end of the Gemara. So the Gemara seems to be saying that there's one level we find Kiyas Sischa, which is on our eyes. Another level of David HaMelech of Pnuya. And then a third level of Goyim, which was even at a later time, was instituted by Hillel and Shammai, or Beis Din HaShem, or exactly what the Gemara called Talmidim of Hillel, Talmidim of Shammai of Beis Hillel, they were the Talmidim of Beis Shammai Hillel, they instituted Isser even on a Goyim. So it would seem, I would imagine, from the Gemara in Avay Dezara, that the Gemara said that Yichud is Doraisa, and the Gemara brought the Pasim. On the other hand, you have the Gemara in Kiddusha, which says it's Remez Minat Ter. So, I'll just be clear, the consensus of Kamat, all the Rishonim are, is that Yichud is Doraisa. Yichud is Doraisa, even the Yichud of one of the Arais, the Miyachid with a married woman, is Doraisa. So, what's the exception? Who is the exception? Exception is the Rambam. Yeah, he's only an exception in terms of the fact that he's not clear what he means. It's not clear what the Rambam himself held. If you look on the next page, you'll see the Rambam, he makes an interesting statement, and there's a little bit of a discussion, what does he mean? Very short. The Rambam just says, at the end of Halacha Beis, this is right in the beginning of Perek Chav Beis of Isur Rebiya, the Rambam talks about the Isur of Yichud, and Halacha Beis, the Rambam says, the Isur, if you look on the last line of the Rambam on this page, the hand points, the Isur Yichud Harayis Mipi HaKabbalah. What does Mipi HaKabbalah mean? Also, left uninterpreted. What does it mean that it's Mipi HaKavod? Usually Mipi HaKavod would mean that it's a Mesaira we have, but it doesn't mean that it's Midaraisa. So there's a big machlokes what the Rama means. If you look on the Magen Mishnah on the side here, he says right away, is a yichud arayis perik imamidin maskono the yichud arayis minatayr.
And a sewer, a tarusa,
not a pin. No, please drop on. That the Gemara says clearly, Beidina shel David cannot affect an issue. They cannot create an issue that arises. David HaMelech, as great as he was, that's David HaMelech. That's not from Sinai. He instituted and was based on a story that happened. He didn't say, oh, that you see that this was something that was really included in the Torah. He saw that we have to further ourselves more. You know, as time goes on, we have to create certain safeguards. And he created an additional safeguard which had not existed previously of a woman who's unmarried. So again, a woman who's unmarried is not the same status as a woman who is married. The woman who is married, Hashta says midaraisa. The Rambam uses a vague lashon midivrei Kabbalah. If you look on the Beis Yosef on the next page, also he brings the Rambam. It's not clear. It's not clear. If you look in the Torah, it will say aser min ha'tayr l'ishlas yachid. The Torah says it's aser min ha'tayr. But what is the Rambam hold? So the Beis Yosef says because of a Rambam parakal beis mehilchas asuri biya isu yichel arayif mipi ha'kabbalah b'taima. Why is it that it's only mipi ha'kabbalah? She'afa pisha amru yichel daraisa. One Gemara says yichel daraisa in Avodah Zarah. Lav lememra shu kasav atayr. Shahari omar remez liyichud min atayr. Minayim. V'loshen remez mechiyach she'enim mefurish el remez ba'almo. So, I think actually that the Beis Yosef is leaning towards the side that it is deraisa. He's just trying to point out, even though it's deraisa, it's not mefurish in the Torah. What effect does that have? I don't know that for practical purposes it makes any difference. He's just trying to point out that if you're trying to figure out where exactly does it say it in the words of here, it doesn't really say it. You're right. Go ahead.
Beis Yosef adds one word that I would say leans in the other direction. He says, Ela remez ba'alma. If he would have just said, it's Eina Mefurish B'Taira, I would agree. But it says, Ela remez ba'alma almost minimizes it by saying that it's not a deraisa.
I think what he means to say is with remez ba'alma is that don't mean the halacha is a halacha of deraisa. Where does it say in the Torah? So the Gemara actually brings a pasuk, very difficult pasuk to translate into this. Yichud. He's saying, don't try to figure out how this pasuk exactly means yichud. It's a remez ba'alma. And how did the Gemara really know that it was midaraisa? Because they knew. It was some sort of kabbal they knew from all the way deri deris that the isur yichud was minatayr. The fact that we brought this pasuk, that's only a remez ba'alma. It's not like it's not you could mefurish what?
Where's remez ba'alma?
In the Beis Yosef.
No, the Beis Yosef says it's not remez ba'alma. No, I understand. He's saying that what the Gemara means to say is that he's trying to explain that the Rambam says it's midivrei Kabbalah because he's trying to emphasize the fact. He's trying to emphasize it's not mefurish b'Torah. What is it? So it's not mefurish. What is it? What is it? Yes. So he's saying it's only a remez ba'alma. What does that mean? It's only a remez ba'alma. So I think what I think he means to say is that it's not even when you say hint. Sometimes you say hint because. Just look a little deeper, you'll see that's really what it means to be saying. But no, it's not even what it means to say in the pasuk. You're not going to figure out where in these words we find the Isser of Yichud. You don't find the Isser of Yichud anywhere in these words, really. Ben, aim. What does it have to do with Yichud? And it's referring to the case where it's mutter and be medayik from there, that every other case of Yichud is aser. I mean, we actually knew Zakhtar Rambam, Zakhtar Beis Yosef, we know that Yichud is aser because they had a Kabbalah midaridaris and it was midaraisa, it was maybe halachal moish misinai. Whatever way they knew that there was an Issa midaraisa, and where does it say in the Torah? We're not really so sure. But the Torah was just, the Gemara was only using this pasuk as a remez ba'alma. Okay, but again, I want to point out that even if the Rambam does hold it's midarabanon, the Rambam is a das yachid. And therefore, l'halacha, it's clear that the Issa of Yichud Aveshus is an Issa midaraisa. Now, just to top off this.
Mida as well? I mean, what? Pretty much, Mida as well?
Correct. So, We're not talking about a husband and a wife. We're talking about Stam Isha, a girl who's an Eden. You have a babysitter comes to the ask, teenage girl. Correct, there's an Issa midaraisa. That's a common, that would be a common application. Correct. Oh, so Stam, there is a discussion on this. It happens to be that the Achreinim get busy with this a little bit. Just quickly, we'll see over here the two Mar Mekaymis that discuss this very question about what the word remez means when the Gemara says remez. So there's a tshuva from the Chavis Yair in the back. He has tshuvas to a. I think his name was Reb David Oppenheim. I'm not sure I didn't do my due diligence in who exactly he was, right? Correct, Aurelio? Reb David Oppenheim. He has many tshuvas in the back, a correspondence between the Chavis Yor and this Reb David Oppenheim. obviously it seems that he was one of the Dedim. I didn't look at exactly who he was. And one of the things that he wrote to him about was a question, Maisek Safin. Maybe we'll discuss this another time because it's also a very important topic. Giving Maisek, right? Of money, right? What does it say in the Torah to give Maisek? It doesn't say what to give Maisek. The Maisek that you give is from your crops, right? Not from the money that you earn. So where do you find that you give Maisek from the money that you earn? So it's not so clear that it's a deraisa at all. I'll just tell you just a short story. I once told Rav David Cohen, and I asked him if I was mechuyev to give Maisek on a certain type of income. It was an income that wasn't regular net income. I wasn't sure if it went into the gather of Maisek. And I asked him. And as I asked him the question, is there a chiyuv of Maisek? He cut me short. He said, chiyuv of Maisek? Mm-hmm. There's no such thing as a chiyuv of Maisek. He said, unless you are from... descend from Bnei Ashkenaz, from like a Yekesha background, which they will makabel it on themselves. I don't know exactly what the source is. They will makabel it on themselves as like a chiv, sort of as a, not more than a minute, it was a chiv. But if you don't belong to that kehila, there's no such thing as a chiv of Maisek. It's something that you're supposed to do, but it's not a chiv. There's no obligation to give Maisek ksafen. So this is, he has a whole troop of back and forth over here. And it seems that Rav David Nachman wanted to suggest that he wanted to suggest that it was only midrabbanan. He writes like this, and he brings a makar. If you look on the, it's in the first column over here. This it's interesting because you see it was a correspondence because there are pages and pages of the shayla. This is all just the question that he was asking the chavis here. Usually, when you look at a shayla, it's a tshuva sefer. There's about two or three lines of the question, and then it's a long tshuva. This is written like the full correspondence. He writes the full question, pages and pages, and then a few pages later, he writes the response. If you look over here, you'll see one page is Tafresh Lamed Vav, the next one's Tafresh Mem. I couldn't, if you're going to put in all the pages, this is all part of the question before he ever got to the answer. So he writes here in the middle like this. He writes, V'chem l'tzalsi b'furish b'medush tankuma, u'b'medush yalpet parshas rei, which I guess is going on the psukim of Maisa over there, which is in parshas rei. Shem Maisa k'sofim u'prakmatya hu rak remez midaraisa. It's not really midaraisa. Maisa to give from your money, from your assets, and from your business is only remez. This is the Medrash. It's a Medrash Tanchuma, and I guess Yalkut Shemayni in Parashas Re'ei. It says Aser to Aser, Omer of Abba, Remez leprach matutin, ulam befarsha yamin, which I guess is refers to business people. They go to travel on business. Shiu moitzian echa me'asara la'amali Torah. Interesting lashon, by the way. It says that you should give 1 out of 10 to amali Torah, to people who learn Torah. That's where a person should give his ma'aser to. That's just narakagav in the Medrash over here. But he says, the shoyler of David Abraham was telling Rav the Chavis Yoyer, you see that Maisek Sofim is not Midaraisa because it says in the Medrash, Remez, right? It's only a Remez Midaraisa, but it's not really Minatayr. So look at the next page here, you'll see what he answers him back. He goes through every issue that he addressed, that he brought up to him, he addressed one by one. So here's where he gets back to this point. And he writes, you told me the Medrash on the next page, it's in the bottom of the first column, the second paragraph starts about Filu. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6 lines from the bottom of the page. It says, "Bemedrash Yalkut." The Yalkut you quoted to me, "Omer Loshen Remez Leprak Matutin Mefarshe Yamin." The Chavisir tells him, "Afa Pid Matzin Loshen Remez Gam Bemil Deraisa." Don't be so convinced. I have word times that we find that it uses the Loshen Remez and it is Midaraisa. What's the example? Remez Leidim Zaymin Resh Makis. It's the first blot of Makis. It says Remez Leidim Zaymin. For sure, it's Allah in the Torah. And then it says Remez LeYichud Bavid Dazar. It's interesting because I don't think the Gemara Avodah Zarah else says Remez. I think the Remez it says is in Kedushin. That's a maybe it's a mistake in the printer only. I don't know. It says Remez Yichav Masech Avodah Zarah. I don't think it said that Lashon. Yeah. Oh no, it does. Meshum it says Remez Yichav Minatayr Minayin. So again, it says the Lashon of Remez. Not just you see clearly there are things which are Midaraisa even though it says Remez. So they point this out already. And the truth is, you look on the next page, you'll see just one more Maramakam on this question of what the word Remez in the Gemara means. We have a sefer here called Ein Zayfer. Anyone know who wrote the sefer Ein Zayfer?
The Chidah.
The Chidah wrote, obviously we know, many, many Svarim. Tens or hundreds? I think tens, right? Of Svarim. And he wrote an interesting sefer called Ein Zayfer, which was I'll say to the Aleph Beis. And he talks about just different concepts and shas on the Aleph Beis. It's not comprehensive. It doesn't go through. It's not like the Encyclopedia Talmudis that has on Aleph and on Beis volumes and volumes. Everything that starts with Aleph and Beis. One or two topics he picked. And on Reish, he talks about Remez. And he talks about what the word remez means. Remez menatayr. Look in the second paragraph. He writes over here at the top of the page in the second column. Acharei kisvi Ra'izi l'Ramban. He says that we're all talking a discussion. Achrayim, what Remez means? This is before Sharamban that speaks about this. Besefer Hamitzvos, v'hasa goysav berei Sherish Gimel. The Ramban in Sherish Gimel, which is in the Sefer Hamitzvos, it's printed in the beginning of the Ram. The Ramban most of Sefer Hamitzvos. You have the things that the Ramban disagreed with the Ramban, and he writes over there. V'zel shoni kfar nemar b'loshin Remez b'mekoymos shehem in Atayra. We find that the word Remez many times is referring to a nisim in Atayra. Amru bezvachim, remez l'tfoyoyim, v'chein amru, remez l'idim zemimin, just like we saw the Chavis here word. More than by the Zara, remez l'yichud. So again, clearly, the consensus over here is that the word remez does mean minatera. Ramam is a question, but l'alacha means this yichud is minatera. Now, what's the nafka mean over here? And we'll see, of course, like the Gemara said in Avodah Zarah, yes, it's true. There is an issur of yichud minatera, but there are many scenarios where the Issa of Yichud is only Bidur Havana. Number one, we saw Pnuyim. Number two, we saw if the woman is not Jewish. And then we'll get to Be'ez Hashem, other cases as well. If Lamashal, the case that the Mishnah is talking about, we have one man and two women, which is an Issa of Yichud. But that Issa of Yichud is not the same as one man and one woman. Right? The typical case of Yichud that we think about is you have one man and one woman. That's Yichud. That's Yichud Ben Atayr. When you have one man and two women, it's only Midir Abana. So what's the chilek if it would be Midir Asa and Midir Abana? So we'll look at two interesting points here in Igris Maisha. So this is a very interesting thing. Everyone, I'm sure many people here have heard of Rav Simcha Bonham Kohn from Lakewood. He's the Rav of Ateres Yishai, one of the bigger Abanim in Lakewood. And he grew up in the Lower East Side. And when he was a Bachar, maybe even a younger man, he was very close with Rav Maisha. And he did a big service to Klal Yisrael. This is not the only time he did it. One of the areas they did a big service to Klal Yisrael is he wrote questions to Rav Moshe on the entire, he must have learned the Idin of Yichud, and then all the questions he had, he sent to Rav Moshe. And Rav Moshe wrote a truth over here, it's an Evan Ezechiel Dalet, Simon Samachay. He wrote about 20 pieces on Yichud. And almost everything we know about Yichud from what Rav Moshe held is all from that truth. This topic, and Pesach Pasuach, and Shtei Nashim, all sorts of circumstances that he all asked Rav Moshe, and Rav Moshe went ahead and answered all them piece by piece. And this is the wellspring of knowledge that we have from Igris Moshe. Is all from this mamsh from this one tshuva. As the weeks go by, we'll refer back to Igris Moshe. We'll all be in this tshuva. You see, here's Ois Yud. It goes from Aleph till maybe Chaf, Lam, and something. Many different pieces on the Issur of Yichud. So this is a very common question that I wanted to get to over here. He asked Rav Moshe when, and this is the title of this year, when you have an elderly person. So an elderly person, everyone knows that if the person is at a certain stage already, Lamashal, that they have already help in the house. They need an aid, they need a home health aid, they can't get around by themselves, they can't function on their own. So such a person, they have to be choshesh, iser yichud. You don't have to suspect that such a person is going to come to do an iser. Not only it doesn't just mean that the person is so old that they don't have such a hard to do an aveira, but it means that physically the person is so weak and they're not able to do anything, that we don't have to suspect that they should come to an iser together with a woman who's an attendant. If the attendant is a man, so then you don't have an issue. But if the attendant is a woman, which very often it is, so then, how do you resolve the issue of yichud? So Rav Moshe writes like this: "Bezokin v'chalosh shenavat el kechaysav." It's again in Simas Hamachay in Evan Ezechiel Dalet Ois Yud Yichud Bezokin v'chalosh. Bezokin v'chalosh shenavat el kechaysav ve'ini yochel al v'nikishay. He's so old; we're not worried. He can't even physically; he's not able to come to a ma'isa v'isser. L'chayra, he says, "Ein lechalik b'yichud bein deraisel derabanan." Even if the issur of yichud that we're talking about here is only midirabanan. L'mashal, like we mentioned, if the woman, the aid, is not Jewish, so the whole Issa of Yichud only the Rabbanon, he said, the whole the Tikkun Rabbanon ke'i the Reis Tikkun. When they were Mesakin the Isser, Hill and Shammai, of Issa Yichud mid Rabbanon, they were Mesakin it to reflect the Issa de Reisa, which means that it doesn't allow for any leniency, Rav Moshe saying. But, one second, that's only how we start off. Aval Hamatzina, we find, the Gemara says, the David, interesting, because Beis Din Shel David themselves, where you see we're busy with Yichud, but there was a story with David. Shehikiru loy liyachid im Avisha. They were matter for him to be miyachid with Avisha. Because the Omer of Shimon bar Abba, the Sanhedrin, the Gemara says, the umishum, the isa yichud of pnuya tahira, who rach midir Rabbanan. This woman, Avisha, was only a pnuya, and she was tahira obviously also, she was not a nida. It's only midir Rabbanan, the David ubez dina gazru. It was David himself and his bezna who goes to this isa. Because the Omer of Yechid, Irvid Omer Abba, Shom dach hafalach, Mishim de samchu, Al Tzidkas David Shalai Valena. This is not a heter I would recommend to anybody, but the Gemara says that David was such a tzaddik, they allowed him to be miyachid with a pnuya, which is only Issa de Rabbanon, because they said that David doesn't apply to him. Obviously, nobody could assume that they're such a tzaddik that they can be meikel. But David, interesting. Usually we don't say such a, who says that one person is such a tzaddik he can be an exception to the rule? But the Gemara says. So I'm not sure. I'm not sure. Yeah, who's a Navi buff over here that would know? What? He was very old, right? So that, okay, I have to say that not the Navi. I don't have my facts clear. That's what we're saying. But there's the Issa Midrabona to be
Miyafi. If something happens,
that's not true. But that's what we saw in the Gemara, that even though you have a woman who's not married, she has no husband, right? But there's an iser to be miyachin with such a woman, midir abonim. The chacham of David who beis dira masakin, that it's also to be miyachin.
That's ten wives.
That's if he was married, because he was mekadosher. Once he's mekadosher, then it's his wife. But if he, what? I understand, but if there was no, if let's say it would not be l'shem kedushin, he would not have a relationship with her with l'shem kedushin, it would just be samazoi, so then that's an iser of priya. So, that's what, but and David was going on that, even the Isra of Yichud. Shalachem istava bepshita shepnuya tohir shayichud hurak midirabonan. And I would apply not only a yichud of pnuya, but even the same would be true if the woman is not Jewish, also midirabonan. Muteres lehisyachin in the zokin chalosh kazesh in yachim tarmatis. Love de kishin. Vloishayach shayiv aplav. Dehu oi kris shavcha. It's like he's not possible for him to be boiled. The Reb Simcha Bonim had told him that he saw in the Sefer Zayis Ranon that such a person, an old person who cannot be boiled, he's not permitted to be miyachid with an Eishes Ish. And what did Reb Moshe begin by saying? That seemingly there's no difference between the Rabban and the Raisa. Because when the Chacham were Mesakin, they were Mesakin and came the Raisa. So if that's the case, so even if the woman is a Pnuya or she's a Goita, the same would hold true that you would not be permitted to have Yichud. So far he's saying it's awesome. Harim Machrach and Lachal, he says, maybe Ramesh said no. Harim Machrach and Lachal, be Yichud, be the Raisa, the Rabban, but he can get the Raisa, be Yichud. Because you see that by David, they were Mekel. How were they Mekel for David? Elamai, you're going to have to say, not like I started off saying. I started off saying, everybody just said that every Durabon reflects the Daraisa. Obviously over here, the Durabon does not reflect the Daraisa. Why? Because you see clearly, the Gemara says, they found a special Heter for David. What Heter do you have? So Chachamz, if it's awesome in Atayra, so everything is awesome. Elamai, since it's only awesome in Durabon, and they said, well, listen, it's only Durabon, it depends. If you're a big tzaddik, it's mutter. If that's the case, if the person's so old, also that we don't really have to be a chayshish, that he's going to come with the Isser, also you can be Mekel. Now, why is that? He says the midiraisa afshe gam came borer shatama iso mishum chashas nos lochem ikechel ben yichad enima vebita shemota ben yichad shayrash aser. It's true that when the Torah said it's aser to be miyakin, why is it aser miyakin? Because the Torah was worried that the person is going to come to a more severe iser of actually getting involved with the woman. But we call makam efshe hurak tama iso shemitzaz and neser is yichad. He said that's only why the Torah asked yichad, but once it became aser, we don't make exceptions to the rule. It's also across the board. Even if for some reason you find out that you thought that this man, he's an old man, you don't have to worry about it. Still, it's going to be also regardless. Masha'en came by the Rabbanon, then not Masakin came the Raisa, and there we could say, it depends on the reason. And if the person is an exception to the rule, Minas Svara, because he's not someone we're worried about, then we can be Mekel. There should be a difference between the Rabbanon and the Raisa. Ramesha goes on over here. Again, just to the Maskan of what he says, Ramesha at the end says, even with the Raisa, it does depend on the reason. Meaning, you can always ask any question. We know that many Yisurim in the Torah are in order that a person should not come to other things. It's not the only time we find by a Nazir also. A Nazir is not allowed to eat certain things. Why? Because he's not allowed to eat grapes because he shouldn't drink wine. But he's not allowed to eat grapes even with the rice. Certain things within the context of the rice are only Gedarim. So let me ask you a question. Let's say, you always have this question. If let's say you say, I'm an exception to the rule. For whatever reason, I'm not going to come to the more severe issue. So are you exempt from the gather or not? So you can always dance. So Rav Moshe says that by Yichud, the truth is, yes. If you're not included in the reason, you should not be included in the Isra himself. But then Rav Moshe brings at the end, a Gemara in Kedushin, where, even though the person was very old, it's a story in the Gemara in Kedushin over here, just read it at the end, he says, Rav Moshe, I'll just read two lines. Avaloi efshaleda. Don't be so certain. You can never know, Rav Moshe says. It's true, someone who's old and they're weak, nismata taiva, v'haratzing, but the ikka mitzias, the yisara etzon, tavasam pisim. Person can never trust themselves. Even an old person, suddenly you don't know what can happen. So, and he brings a story in the Gemara like that. He was very old, one of the Amarayim, and the story happened. How could it be? Because you never know. So Rav Moshe is saying you can't be mekel even if a person is very old. Oh, so then Rav Moshe says like this, that you have to be mechalik. So if that's the case, that you always have to be worried, you have to be mechalik. He says that if a person is old and shvach, he says, you could be mekel by a derabbanon. And he says even further that clinically, the doctors say that this person is so sick that we don't have to be choshesh, she's going to come to a more severe answer, that person could be miyachet even midiraisa. This is very important. Because you have people who are elderly, and they have help at home. They have, we're talking about like a home, we're not talking about cleaning help. Person can't clean by themselves. Some person is so shvach that they're in bed. They can't walk. They can't get up by themselves. They're really shvach. So it depends. How shvach are they? If they're shvach, stam, because they're very old, and they don't get around well, so then you have a heter midirabbanan. And it would seem, or Moshe is saying, if you have to decide what type of home health aid should you choose? Should you choose, of course, a Yiddish one, right? Moshe is saying, no, fuck it. Take a, not so common to find the Jewish one, but he's, that happens to be true, just practically speaking. But Rav Moshe is saying, better choose a goyter, because if the goyter is only a simid rabbanon, and since he's so old, we don't have to be choishish, and it's only a simid rabbanon, you can be samech on that. Hashem can isid raisa, you can't be samech, unless Rav Moshe says, if the person is so sick, and this maybe would be relevant in a hospital setting, person is so sick, they're unconscious, they're some very sick, a person is getting a treatment loyalenu, the mamish, they're so shvach, they're nothing. There you can be make even the rice. There's a very famous story out. Maybe some of the people know it, but the previous Tzon, the Rebbe, that he was in the hospital. This goes back maybe in the 50s, I think. In Eretz Yisrael, he was in the hospital, and he was mamish. He was lying in bed. He couldn't move. He couldn't move. He was so shvach. And suddenly he realized that he was in the room by himself, only with a nurse. And I don't know if the door was locked. Maybe today it doesn't happen. You don't know that no one locks the door in the hospital. It's illegal to lock the door. But the door at least was closed. He realized, and he literally pushed himself over to the bed over to the window, and he opened the window and he rolled out of the window. It's a very famous story. He lived to tell the story, so maybe it was the first floor window. I don't know that it was a window on the fifth floor, but the idea was he was so worried. He was a big tzaddik, obviously. I don't know exactly what the premise was. Halacha this way, that way, but big tzaddikim, they were so worried. Like we saw the Shulchan Aruch says, "Sarach l'srach moed moed." Even it's a question if Yichud is Isser Yarg Vayava or not. That's also maybe for a different time. But he literally rolled himself out of the window. He was a Zakein V'chalash, and he rolled himself out of the window. But in any case, according to Rabbi Yishe, we see if someone so shvach with your abundance, and Eretz Yisrael, grad, no likelihood she was not a Goethe. For sure, not a, now you already have Sudanese and all sorts of people living in Eretz Yisrael. But back in the 50s, you could assume that if there was a nurse in the hospital, she was a Jewish nurse. And so, you know, it was more Chomer, so he... I don't know if she was a...
Also, he was smuggling in the woods over there. He ends up with the guy...
Only like in a secluded area.
And he ran at the hospital, he ran away.
That's another time we used to see also that people think that Yichud is only in the house. Yichud is in a secluded place. That applies to a house. But it's outdoors as well. A person in a place that no one can see them. Even if they're in view. But if no one's around for miles and miles, you go out to, I don't know, to the cornfields out west, where you're touring, so wherever you are, or in a forest, and no one's around for miles and miles, and they can't see you, so that's also Yichud. And then Rav Moshe has another hat that just in the next tshuva, speak out outside. Rav Moshe talks about, again, we have Issa Midrabanan of Pnuya. So we said that, so Pnuya is only Midrabanan. So at what age does the Issa of Yichud start? Hashtus, the Issa of Yichud starts at the age of 3. Because a girl who's 3 years old, we know the Gemara says she's Roy Lubia, so that begins the age. Person would never think that. Young girl, is her Yichud, she's so almost like a baby. But that's the pasha, that's the halacha. So Rav Moshe says, let's see him a suffix if the girl is 3 or not. So Rav Moshe says, you can be mekel, because that is takla suffix, a suffix the rabbona. Everybody, if you're not sure if she's 3. And then Rav Moshe says, a tremendous chiddush, could I just to speak out? We should not rely on this halacha. Rav Moshe says, over here in the tshuva, that he doesn't understand the metzias. He says, how could it be that somebody would worry that he's going to be ma'anis a girl who's 3 years old? A girl, she looks like a baby. He says, he's going to try to do anything with her. She's going to start screaming. She's going to yell. He said that the rechem of a young girl is so small that the pain is going to be unbearable for her, and she's going to start screaming. And Rav Moshe says the whole truth. He said he doesn't understand it. And he says, "An kedekachi." People he sees are not nizer in being miyachad with young girls like this age. Their child brings a friend over and they're not careful. Rav Moshe says, "I don't say I'm not meicha." Rav Moshe says, "He doesn't bring him a car. Just an asfar." He says he wants this. suggested in times of the Gemara the Matzis was different because girls got married at a young age. You know, Rivka Imenu will have in the Parsha soon, she got married when she was three. But today's day and age, Ramesh says, where nobody gets married until they're an adult, he says that he wouldn't even be Meichel. But he says, I'm not Meichel Heter or Isser, which, if that's the case, nobody should rely on such a Heter because it doesn't say in the Shulchan Aruch and the other places don't bring it. Ramesh himself is saying, I'm not Meichel Heter. He says that I'm just not Meichel against somebody else. But certainly, if in the case of a girl, you're not sure, maybe she's younger than three, then you have a Heter yourself with your Rabban on the Kula. Okay, Ramesh.
Okay.